your good presence as amongst us today. Hallelujah. What encouragement it is for us, God. What a faith he inspired in our hearts. If God be for us, if God alone, we will sing the victor song at last. Oh, God, we sing the victor song. The march, the victor's march. Hallelujah. Tremendous victory in the love divine today. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Shall we bow our heads and close our eyes? Almighty God, we thank you this morning. What a revelation it is in our hearts, Father. The Holy Spirit have come down and quickened our minds to these things, Lord. Open up these things by divine inspiration. Lord, make it more real and more real in our hearts. And Lord God, giving us such a faith that we could stand this hour. Lord, as conquerors. Your word said we are more than conquerors. Hallelujah. We shall possess the enemy gates. All the land of the Hittites, you will give it unto us. Oh, God, to know you are here, going before us. You have crowned the captain of the Lord hosts, the intelligent of this army, Father. Inspire these divine revelations in our hearts, making us strong and with courage. And Lord God, we go forward this morning. We go forward in faith, Father. May the Holy Spirit, Lord, breathe upon everyone today. And Lord God, may the word be a reality in their heart. May they hold a shield of faith and take the sword of the Spirit. And Lord God, may they march forth, Father, more determined, oh God, today. Hallelujah. And everything that belongs to them, they will fight. Hallelujah, to possess it. Bless us today. Lord, a great mighty upon of your Holy Spirit. Bless each and every one that is gathered in this place. Meet every need in the midst of that people. And may you get honor and glory at the end of the service. For we ask it in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Could we turn our Bibles to the book of Ephesians, chapter 3. For this cause I, Paul, the prisoner of Jesus Christ, for you Gentiles, if you have heard of the dispensation of the grace of God, which is given me toward you, how that by a revelation he made known unto me the mystery, as I wrote before in few words, by which when you read, you may understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ, which in other ages was not made known unto the sons of men, as it is now revealed unto his holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit, that the Gentiles should be fellow heirs and of the same body and partakers of his promise in Christ by the gospel, of which I was made a minister according to the gift of the grace of God given unto me by the effectual working of his power. Unto me, who am least than the least of all saints, is this grace given, that I should preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ, and to make all men see what is a fellowship of the mystery, which from the beginning of the ages hath been hidden in God, who created all things by Jesus Christ, to the intent that now unto the principalities and powers in heavenly places might be known by the church the manifold wisdom of God, according to the eternal purpose which he purposed in Christ Jesus our Lord, in whom we have boldness and access with confidence by the faith of him. Wherefore I desire that you faint not at my tribulations for you, which is your glory. For this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he would grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that you being rooted and grounded in love may be able to comprehend with all saints what is our breadth and length and depth and height, and to know the love of Christ which passeth knowledge, that you might be filled with all the fullness of God. Amen. Now unto him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us, unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Amen. May Lord bless you as well. You may have a seat. Visitors and the strangers and all the saints of God that is gathered here, and we want to stand like Joshua and Caleb. Amen. Amen. My, this morning, for a little inspiration in my heart, I want to take anointed and commission. Amen. Amen. Because if we have a commission, if it's inspired to us, become real to us, and we are anointed, and then we're in the line of duty, then we have an open channel of inspiration that God can drop down in the air, because
The commission is in the word. And our anointing is in the word. Amen. And the very word, that revelation for this season, is an open channel of inspiration. Amen. And we have a charge to finish up the great apostolic commission in the last days. Amen. And here we stand as a church that is called out of all man-made systems in these last days. Our hearts have been turned back to the feet of the apostolic fathers. Amen. We're back in an apostolic age. Not a reformer age, an apostolic age. Because the apostolic age never really ceases. Go into all the world and preach the gospel. It came not the word only, but in power and demonstration of the Holy Ghost. Amen. And there was charge. Amen. To go and demonstrate the power of the Spirit into all the earth. Amen. You shall lay your hands on the sick and they shall recover. He never said pray. He said lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. Because you'll have quickening power inside of you. I am the vine and you are the branches. The branches will bear the fruit because the life is in the vine. And the vine is in the branches. Amen. And brother, not no branch that's grafted in. Because you can graft in a grapefruit branch in an orange tree and you'll bear grapefruit living off of the life in the orange. But if the branch comes from the root, amen. If it was in the root and they are offspring today, amen. Then you'll bear the real fruit. You'll bear oranges, amen. So if we came from the root, we'll produce the same thing that the early church produced. Because God started an apostolic church in the book of Acts. And God going to wind up with an apostolic church in the book of Acts. Amen. Then where did all these 969 denominations come from? Man made that. Amen. But Jesus said, I build my church upon this rock. And the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church that I build. A glorious church without spot and without wrinkle. That it shall present faultless on that day. Amen. And brother, there is not one denomination can take that place. Amen. Because the only place is represented in the Bible is back in the Tower of Babel. How many know the Old Testament are shadows and types? Amen. Speaking of the new that was to come. Amen. And back in the Old Testament, only one meeting place they have is under the blood. God met man under blood. Amen. And they had to slay a lamb. And when the lamb bleed, get under the blood of the lamb. And a denomination cannot bleed. Amen. Because the lamb was a male lamb without spot, without blemish. Amen. And the church today is represented in the Bible as a woman. So God is a meet you under a male lamb that is a bleed. And God never changes meeting place. Abraham was a lamb. Abraham was a lamb. Moses was a lamb. Isaiah saw the lamb. John introduced the lamb. It's always a male lamb. Hallelujah. Let no church, a lamb. And the lamb was the word. Glory to God. Amen. The lamb was the word. Hallelujah. So we are glad to be fellowshipping, worshipping the lamb. In Revelation 5, when they saw the lamb came out, a bloody bleeding lamb, slain. Hallelujah. They begin to rejoice because that lamb was able to take the book and loose the seven seals. Hallelujah. And the book of Revelation also says those who will not worship the lamb will worship the beast because their name is not in the book. Hallelujah. They cannot sing redemption songs really. They sing it because they learn it in a book. But if they have to be redeemed, they sing redemption songs. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. You'll be people of his kingdom, they'll be a part of the family in heaven and earth. His name after the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Because the promise is that Abraham and his seed. Not many seeds. Seed. And the lamb was that seed. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. And because you're part of the lamb, you're part of the seed. And you become heir of the promises of Almighty God. And if you're Abraham's seed, and we went through all that time with Abraham, showing the promises made to Abraham was an unconditional covenant. Amen. See, it's to them the promises were made. And there that in Christ become Abraham's seed and heirs of the promises. Because the covenant was given before the law. Israel wanted a law, but the law was added until the seed comes. But when the seed comes, because under the Lord, it was shut up under the faith. Those under tutors and governors, schoolmaster, had no redemption inside of it. But when the seed came, hallelujah, glory to God, he came to redeem them that were under the law, that they might receive the adoption of sons. Hallelujah. Glory to God, Paul to you foolish Galatians. You start up in the spirit and end up in the flesh. Amen. You become a prostitute of two husbands. You cannot be two covenants at the same time. Hallelujah. It's one covenant. It's an unconditional covenant. Hallelujah. Amen. So what happened? Praise God. Did you offer the full word? With Ephesians 8, in the full manner of full gospel. Praise his holy name. Amen. So what happened? Then the time came that possessed the inheritance. The very promises that God promised to Abraham. And he himself came to lead them into the possession of the promises. I am now coming, the captain of the Lord hosts. Amen. Because Abraham sees his heir, the promises. And through faith and patience, Hebrews 6, you inherit the promises. But Joshua caused to inherit it. Amen. Hallelujah. When the time for the inheritance of the promises in the unconditional covenant takes place, amen, there's a Joshua commission being revealed and inspired. Amen. And those ministers will be anointed and commissioned to wind up the great commission. Hallelujah. Amen. They'll have an open channel of inspiration. They'll know where they stand in the last days. Amen. And Jesus Christ himself, the captain, would be amongst them. Amen. So we thank him, we praise him to know that Ephesians parallel Joshua. Amen. That there had to be a time when we come to be in the book of Ephesians. Amen. Ephesians was in the Bible all the time, and you could always read it. But for your spirit to be taken in heavenly places, where you're sitting and have dominion over all principality and power, that hour had to come. Where you recognize that you are in Christ when he died. Hallelujah. When he died, when he rose, you rose with him. And you sit above all principality and power. If you could only recognize that, he says. There had to come a time, and it could only come when the book is open and reveal your names that you have chosen Christ. You're always part of the word. Hallelujah. Oh, praise God. Your soul was an element, your theophanies in Melchizedek. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God in the highest. Amen. And you're standing here in this hour with a divine revelation. You are part of the world before the foundation of the world. Amen. Being revealed, you know. Paul said, he said, God had chosen you in Christ when? Before the foundation of the world. When the Lamb was slain, before the foundation of the world. The reason the Bible could prophesy is because God is omniscient. He knows the beginning from the end. God don't add nothing to his knowledge. God don't find out nothing. He knows all things. He can speak the end before it takes place. His work was finished before the foundation of the world. That word, oh Lord, is forever settled in heaven. There is nothing new under the sun. Hallelujah. Amen. When Job on the plane, his fool God said, God yourself like a man. Let me talk to you. Where were you when the morning stars sang together? When the sons of God shouted for joy? Before I laid the foundation of the earth. Hallelujah. Glory to God in the highest. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Christianity, no church business, gonna win no crown. It's rugged faith. Sons and daughters of God followed in the last days to stand. You see people professing Christianity in all kind of foolishness in the world. Amen. Playing church and hanging around and drifting, going in circles, don't know where they're going. This is the greatest hour the church ever lived in. Hallelujah. We know where we are going. We know where we come from. We know what is taking place. The seven seas are open and the mist has rolled away. Hallelujah. Amen. There was going to be a day, Jesus said in John 14:20, at that day you shall know, and I was in the Father and the Father in me, so I knew and you in me. At that day you will know it. Hallelujah. And Paul with inspiration, amen, keeping the words of Jesus alive to the churches, he said, no, we see through a glass darkly, But when that this perfect comes, we shall see face to face. We shall know as we were known. Hallelujah. Oh my. Peter said we walk into the world as a light that shines in a dark place until the day dawn and the day star rise in your heart. Hallelujah. Glory to God, there's going to come an hour when the seven seals open and the amnesia is rubbed out and the memory come back. You are part of the word of the living God. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. My, there was going to come that time. Hallelujah. In that last day, when sin on every hand, inflation, all kind of things again, all and going to grave, and the nominations of the answer, God will open the seven seals and show you, don't be afraid, don't stand at your knees, keep pressing the battle, keep moving on, you're always here, hallelujah, something will take place, sleeping change will rise, quickness power come upon you, you shall be changed in a moment of peace of an eye, hallelujah, you shall see the sleeping change, the world will not see them, but you will be in such an atmosphere of divine revelation, glory to God in the heights. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Hey, hallelujah. Oh, praise God. This is what we come to church for. Oh, where the world to be healed our soul. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We come to church to play fool. We come to church to socialize. We are religious. Hallelujah. We are running for our life. We are looking for our promise in this hour at the royal seat of Abraham. Glory to God, amen. Hallelujah. A lot of people go to church because they grew up in church. Their parents grew up in church and go to church. Amen. They want to socialize with a better culture and go to church. But it's here, Abraham. It's looking for a promise. Hallelujah. The Lord is always here when the promise shall be manifested. Hallelujah. We don't go to church, we gather and worship the Lord. Hallelujah. We are the church. The church is the call of ones who hear the name and be called to the last day. Hallelujah. And we see this great mystery unfolding before us. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. That is the real church. Glorious church. Without spot or wrinkle. Hallelujah. Oh, my. Hallelujah. Glory and praise his name. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. But Abraham was on a journey. He was going from place to place. He had a promise in his heart. Almighty God had come down and talked to him. He left his kindred. He left his country. He separated from a lot of the church members. All of them. And he was pressing. And whenever God gave him a revelation, he built an altar and lift his hand in the air and worship Almighty God. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. That's what we're doing. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. He had rugged faith. He's a commune with God. Amen. By the time he had to fight the battle to deliver Lot. Amen. He had to make certain stand with them too. Amen. But brother, you're a sojourner. You're looking for a city. And brother, we look at the city no more ago. We know we are the city. The city's here. Hallelujah. Glory to God in the height. That new Jerusalem is a door like a bride for a bridegroom right here. Amen. When I look at you, I see you dressed in white. Amen. I see your soul robed with the Holy Spirit, with the word of white raiment. Amen. And what an hour it is. Amen. That was going to come for the church in the last days. The church would come out of all these systems, all the denominational flues would be blown out. The real word of God would be put in the people's heart. Amen. They'll get the step right. Amen. They'll march in the victor's march. They'll know where they are going in the last days. Amen. All that fear will be taken out. That the church wouldn't be negative and outbound, but be positive and up in the heavenly places. Hallelujah. Amen. But the Holy Spirit is always putting faith in the hearts of the bride. Because faith is the victory that overcomes this world. God giving you a revelation, inspiring the word to you, to shake the world off of you, amen. To bring your flesh in subjection, to keep your spirit right, to keep your soul anointed. Hallelujah, feeling the promises of God. Amen. The brother prayed this morning, it's a serious hour. Is it a playing around? We ain't coming to play around. The hour of the fulfillment of God's promises here. We recognize it taking place, and the Holy Spirit Himself has dropped down among the people, and the Word of God is becoming a reality unto them. And God will shake this world one more time. Amen. One more time, He shake this world. Amen. What an hour it is. Amen. The Holy Spirit quickening that word to the people, and the people's minds catching it. Amen. The eyes could open and they could see the continuation of that divine revelation. Amen. But they knew exactly where to go, how to pass, because the guide is here, the same guide. He passed the prophet a certain way, and they knew that the way the prophet passed was the right way. That is why we can get the results we get. That's why we're different to the organizations today. That's why the organization is dead, because man's ideas. But there's another man. A man promised in the Bible to come in this hour. Hallelujah. Glory to God in the highest. Amen. And brother, that is why there could be a real church in the last days standing here. Amen. A church that is separated, called out, anointed. Amen. Setting the course. Not drifting here and there. We don't have no tea party and no kind of fun and games to keep the young people. It's the Word of God that is keeping them. Hallelujah. Amen. We don't have no bingo and no kind of Halloween party, no kind of foolishness. Amen. We don't have no kind of excursion and beach party. Put the Word in the soul. Hallelujah. That will keep them. Amen. Hallelujah. A real bride in the last days who will be standing upon the face of the earth. Amen. The Alpha bride has become the Omega bride. There would be an Omega bride who's promised that the same seed that went in the ground is going to come back to seed, come back to its original condition in the last days. Amen. The same Holy Spirit that went with the Alpha bride wherever they went. The Lord was with them wherever they went, confirming His word with signs and wonders following. That same God will be here in the last days. Because he has to be built. I'll never leave you nor forsake you. Lo, I am with you always, even to the end of you. Amen. God is not dead. You can feel Him in your hand this morning. You can feel Him in your feet. You can feel Him in your heart. Hallelujah. If the Bible says we're two or three gathered, there I am in the midst, then He has to be here. Otherwise, He's unto that promise. Amen. And if He's not there, then they didn't gather in His name. They gather in some denomination name. Hallelujah. But if you have a revelation of His name, and you are gathered in that name, under His word, He will meet you right there. Hallelujah. He will anoint that word and make it real inside your heart. Amen. And we thank God for divine revelation this morning, to know that the Apostle Paul, a prophet messenger, the first age. Amen. Writing here with authority from God. He said, these things wasn't made known before, as it now been revealed in this way. Because light was shining upon that hidden truth in the Old Testament. The mystery was locked up in Jesus Christ. All the prophets saw as the Redeemer, but the Redeemer was in the Redeemer on express. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. When he died on Calvary, like Adam, when God put Adam to sleep, He took a bride out of Adam. That is where Christ's bride going to come out of Christ. Not out of the world, somewhere out of Christ. Hallelujah. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. God take the same material and make Eve that He made Adam with. Amen. If Christ is the Word, then the bride has to be the Word. She's part of the bridegroom. And then the Word is allotted down to 7 ages. And every age will have a portion of that bride. Then the bride will have to manifest the portion of Word for that age to prove that they were in Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Then there's a one man scripture at the end of the Pentecostal age. And there's another portion of word after that. Then the bride who's living there has to manage that portion to show that she was in Christ. Hallelujah. Then we had to wait here all these years. We couldn't do nothing. But down came the Holy Spirit, because He made a promise. He inspired that word to us. It's becoming real. Amen. That word is becoming real unto us. We know, amen, that we were in Christ. No, we know it. Why? Because that word that no man, human reason could enter into, is only by predestination. That soul being part of that word, being quickened, could make it real to you. And God has turned that onto His bride. Amen. It become real. Real unto us. That's why we walk different. That's why we talk different. That's why we dress different. That's why we don't try to pack it after the world. Bible says, you sisters, you watch them, holy women, Sarah, your mother, you darkness, Sarah. She was like Lot's wife. Lot's wife was done in Sodom, but Sarah was in the old time. Hallelujah. And Jesus said, remember Lot's wife when it come back at Sodom in the last days. Hallelujah. But thank God, any of the Sarah daughters, they saw the same angel come again. Hallelujah. Glory to God, they're receiving strength to bring forth the promised son in this hour. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. People want to know, where's your matter? Where's taking place? But it's God predestined the world be made manifest in its season, because the Holy Spirit, that covenant keeping God, was watching over that word. You have to manifest it, otherwise you'd be guilty of speaking something for a time and didn't come to pass in that time. And he always revealed his word in its season. And he always declares season by time by a sign to let you know that season is here. That's why Malachi for the sign identifying with the on the Pentecostal age. He was a spiritual astronaut, but he couldn't understand him. Amen. But the other astronauts, amen, the other eagles could recognize that sign, that super sign. Hallelujah. The Pentecostals had all kind of super dupers, but when the real super sign come, they couldn't receive it. Amen. See, but what the bride of Jesus Christ, she sees it. And this last day, we know there have to be an Ephesian church. The prophet saw it in a vision. That vision, the direct word coming from Almighty God. Amen. The last days, Paul writes in the book of Ephesians, there shall be a church without spot, without wrinkle. Amen. Which organization is so bold for it to claim that there could be that church? There's not one. They are all heading to the mark of the beast. But that church will have the apostles' doctrine. The one faith, one Lord, one baptism. Hallelujah. They will have every single thing that the early church had to prove it is that same church. Hallelujah. Not what man want to call it, what God identified to be. Hallelujah. And how could it be so certain? Amen. If somebody can bring a turkey for you and tell you they're an eagle. You see, I thought eagle is a flyer, half prophetic, half telescopic side and microscopic side. This turkey can't even get above its toe. Amen. How could that be a turkey? You see, well, turkey, don't do that again. Long ago, turkey, eagle is a flyer, but eagle will fly again. That's foolishness! If the, whatever the early church is to do, the church will be doing the same thing in the last days. Amen. But man, reason when I say, well, they don't do those things again. We don't baptize different, and we have it set up a little different because we're in a more modern age now. God is still an old fashioned God. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to his name. So man, Paul with inspiration, writing Ephesians. But we find out now to understand the book of Ephesians, we have to look through the eyes of Joshua. Amen. Because Paul was following the journey of Israel back in the Bible. Amen. When he was following that journey of Israel back in the Bible, how it started off in Abraham, and God called Abraham unconditional, give an unconditional covenant. By election, God dropped down there and said, Abraham, you get the right country. God was showing for this election. Might have many better men than Abraham. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. But when God told Abraham, you get the right country. God election. Call him out. And all 12 tribes and Abraham coming out here on express. Hallelujah. Amen. Every one of them was in Abraham. Isaac, Jacob, Levi, everybody's inside of Abraham. Because before even Isaac was born, Levi don't pay tithes already. Before Jacob was born, Levi don't pay tithes already. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Don't tell me I was in the upper room. Don't tell me I was on Mars Hill. I was here, brother. Hallelujah. We were here. Hallelujah. We can be manifest in the last days. Hallelujah. We preach to them when Peter blasts them. When Satan blasts the Sanhedrin. We were here. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank God. Brother, the church, the book of record in this church, the long book of life, that's the only church book we have here?
the lamp of life. Amen. Glory. And Abraham journeying out there, all them inside him. Amen. And when God is speaking a promise, God wasn't just in Abraham's flesh. God is in every one of them inside of Abraham there. They'll be manifesting the respective ages. How we continue the covenant down to them. God doesn't seem to have talking to Jacob right better from the time that Abraham get the out. He doesn't see Isaac digging back the well from the time he called Abraham. Hallelujah! Glory to God, amen! My! Hallelujah! Amen! Praise God, he doesn't see Moses down there, the two signposts, and he doesn't see Joshua the commission. He doesn't see Caleb asking for his mountain when he called Abraham out there. Hallelujah! Is God great predestinated mystery? Amen. So here come Abraham. Abraham is coming out and God begins speaking. But at a word, God didn't even see the real seed, Jesus Christ. Why is that? They see the real seed. Because the covenant was the Abraham and the seed. And God is watching Abraham's spiritual life. The faith that would believe God promises. God ain't watching no man flesh. God ain't watching just because naturally. God watching whether your faith believes promise for the hour. That's what God, your spiritual life is what God is watching. Because it was imputed unto Abraham for righteousness because he believed. And you believe with your soul, not your body or spirit. Your soul, you believe the word of God with. And it imputed unto him for righteousness. Hallelujah. Amen. God counted him righteous. Because regardless of what man say, regardless of how influential man person is, Abraham's faith only respect one thing, the voice of Almighty God. Otherwise, let man hold a peace. Amen. Save your breath. Hallelujah. Amen. Man don't like to hear that when they feel that's what they say. But they better speak what the angels say, hold your peace. Amen. And what the angel says already in the books and the tapes. Hallelujah. Amen. See, so here Abraham is coming out and Paul is watching all that. You see, he was tracing the children of Israel. And he wanted to write something to the church at that hour to inspire them. To post them. You know, make that Malachi 4 come. He would see people there and they go along, but they don't know where they're at. And he wants to make known to them what the Holy Spirit is doing in that present hour. Because the only way you can have a true relationship with him. He said, this will be my desire. Not to build some church or to proselyte somebody, but to establish a true spiritual relationship between man and God. That man might become new creations in Jesus Christ and live by his word. He said, if I've tried to establish anything, let it be that. Amen. Oh man, may I have that same desire to point you to the message, to keep the messiahship straight, to remind you of what I've been spoken. I don't want to follow in, amen. But let your eyes be in the message. Let you know the position in Christ. Let you rely upon what the word say you are. Let you have an open channel of inspiration. Hallelujah. Let you stand not to unbelief, but be strong in faith. Let me speak a word in due season. Amen. That's what I want. Hallelujah. So Paul, watching the end, the church had come out of Judaism. Amen. And my had a lot of influences there because God raised the two ministries with true teaching to combat the false teaching. Had many men preaching another Jesus. Had many men didn't have knowledge quickening them to rightly divide the age. So they tried to get the people to keep two covenants at one time. Amen. Had many men who didn't receive a visitation of the resurrected Messiah. But Paul said, the pillar of fire met me. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. I received this not by man. Because man is going around playing bishop and laying hand on man and making man something. Paul said, I received it by the Holy Ghost. But I was up in Santa Cruz in a bamboo patch. When the same angel came to me. Inspired away to me. Hallelujah. Go back to San Fernando. Don't go to Tibet. Don't go to Himalayan monkeys. Go back to Kokia village. Hallelujah. I'll meet you there. Glory to God in the highest. 10 years long pressing the battle. Glory to God. I don't know respect command person. God even respects for that. Glory to God. But I want to get to it. This message this morning that Malachi says, I want to give the sheep the store of food. But Abraham is 17. Pray, Lord, let this shepherd take the store of food and feed the sheep. Hallelujah. I don't want to join no ministerial association. I want to be freeborn, a prisoner of Jesus Christ, a lost slave. Hallelujah. And don't try to change me from that. If you love me that way. Hallelujah. Glory to God, because that is where God has me. Hallelujah. I don't want to be influenced by no man, but I want to be bound to dust here, the Lord. If I have to lose friends, then there wasn't friends to begin with. Hallelujah. Glory to God in the highest. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank God for all his friends in the sixth dimension. Hallelujah. Oh, praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. So see, when Paul is watching that there, all kind of influence, a man to write the divided message. You watch the early age, the white horse rider went up riding. Amen. Religious deception, because men weren't really born and they were trying to pack the message. And in doing that, they couldn't rightly divide the word. But Paul tells Timothy, you study the shows of approved, Timothy, rightly dividing that word. Study, amen. And let no man despise your authority. Because Paul let that many man saying, we walk with Jesus and Peter. Paul tells Timothy, let no man despise our youth. Hallelujah. No, let tell you, no coming message. Hallelujah. You stay true to these things, brother. You rebuke and reprove with all long suffering and doctrine. A man want to walk and give out the experience. Amen. And try to polish it up and make you hold them, hold a person admiration. Make you feel inferior and bow to that. Amen. And Paul is telling Timothy, say, you stay with this word here. Don't study those things. Go on. Amen. He says, I know the time when they tell me, let go to Peter. Because Peter and the apostle, when I went up, they add nothing to me. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Man is what? But a brand of the flesh and blood cannot reveal it. No man gives no man no revelation. Hallelujah. Glory to God in the highest. What we want today is neology. We want man to go back down their knees and consecrate their lives and wait upon God for real revelation. This is a new season, brother. This is 1983. This is anointed and commissioned. Hallelujah. Glory to God. No man shall do to stand before thee all the days of thy life. Amen. Stand fast, be strong in the Lord, in the power of his might. Amen. Hallelujah. Joshua knew his commission. He knew he was anointed to go and possess the land. May we know that this morning, that we all anointed to possess our inheritance. Isn't that a nice service? They've got anointing people and getting them ready for the inheritance. It's a work that the Holy Spirit is doing. Let your heart be right. Let you get in the channel this morning that God can put a revelation inside you. Let your attitude to the world be with expectation. Lord, put it in the heart. Because the word didn't profit them nothing because they didn't mix it with faith to hear it. But you hear, mix it with faith this morning. Hallelujah. And Paul in that early age, Paul in that Ephesian age, amen, a prophet with a vision of the program of God for that hour, because he had a charge. He said, I lay the foundation which no other man can lay. He know what the foundation was. Amen. He know you're the messengers of the Gentiles. He know the Gentiles, the wild olive branch being grafted in. Paul was the one who had all these revelations. He was like Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Oh, we was in the meeting there in Bakersfield when Brother Brown discerned that person heart, and we was there on Arizona, and we was there. And where were that Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John? They can't separate love from grace. Hallelujah. They always here to separate love from grace. The Pentecostal age and the bride age. Amen. The law from the unconditional covenant. Hallelujah. Kadesh Barnea from the Ephesians at the end of the ages. They always here. We have to separate it. Know how God is dealing with the church. Hallelujah. Nobody stopped the tassel and the shock was. No, the life went to the carrying, come back in the grave in the harvest time. You must understand that. Because they couldn't separate dispensations. They're trying to bring a message of a passage. That the white horse rider going forth there. And Paul did preach another Jesus, another gospel. But Paul wanted to put the Ephesian church in a place where they could stand and not be influenced, be taught by every wind of doctrine. Even all this was going on. But where they can grow up in the Christ who is the head, where they can be filled with all the fullness of God, where the soles of the feet could tread upon every divine promise in the atonement. Hallelujah. You understand what we're saying? Amen. But what the different churches, how it was influenced. Hebrews was wandering around the wilderness. Paul said, I know 17 years past, since Malachi foregone, he should be teachers now. He said, they didn't make the word of faith all these 17 years, so they can't think of the rest. Amen. See, he said, you're unskillful in the word. The Ephesian church was over in the land, but the Hebrew church was wandering in the wilderness. He said, let us fear less. Let the province left us and enter the rest. Any you should come short it. The Corinthian church, but they were being seduced. For they are fearless. He said, I have godly jealousy. I'm zealous for the church of God. He said, but as see as the serpent beguile Eve. So these corrupt in the minds of the simplicity. And you're so starry eyed like some little young teenager. Oh, I love Apollos and I love Paul. He said, where is that? Who's Paul and who's Apollos? Hallelujah. They love preachers and they love preachers and they love preach and they all, he said, kind of like dead. Get your mind spiritual. Hallelujah. Realize the move of God is God fulfilling his promise. Realize, don't lose the effect of the vision of who Jesus was and why he came. Why was the Son of Man is he? To open up the way to bring you back to where Adam was before the fall. He was the second Adam. Hallelujah. Yeah, what to bring you where you can have manifestation of the sons of God in the last days. Amen. You're glorying for the adoption. Hallelujah. Oh, praise God. You understand how that age was? If you could catch that vision there, it is the same thing repeating itself today again. The very same thing repeating itself again because it's a flood of anointed ones in the end time. False teacher, the true message. Amen. Don't understand how they divide the former age from this age. The ladies are age from the bride age. They can't divide it. Don't understand the Ephesians at the end of the ages. Mix them the Aaronic priesthood with the order of Melchizedek. Amen. They don't understand the shalom, the change in the beat. They didn't understand the junctions in the music. Amen. Malachi 4 showed how the body of the bride is built in Christ revealed in his own word. Amen. Where the eye age came and the light come when we have eyes. Because the eyes, we have no need of light if we don't have eyes. But when the prophetic vision came and the seven seals opened up and the light shone, now we know there's a different time, how we should move, how we should live in this hour, what we're getting ready for. Hallelujah. Getting the people ready. See? So what we're trying to do is pick that up there, because what Paul had, what he left as a foundation, came back as a capstone. Malachi restore all things. Amen. See, the early church didn't live long enough. But everything was preached for the early church to go back to Eden. The people didn't live long enough, but the revelation was perfectly in the air. To the unity of the faith and the revelation of God, unto a perfect man, unto the stature of the measure of the fullness of Christ, till he be filled with all the fullness of God, to know the height, the length, the depth, the breadth of the love of God that passes all knowledge. From the Lebanon to the going on the coast, all the land of the Hittites, everything, every place is sort of featured upon. Hallelujah. See? My. So here we find that Paul was understanding because he was catching the mind of the Spirit. Oh my! He understood the change of the dispensation. He understood the new covenant. He went right back to Abraham because he promised him to Abraham and Abraham's seed. He wasn't watching that part of the law. He knew the covenant would give me 40 law. So he waited, he went to the air, see the purpose, tutors and governors, shut up under the faith. But then when the seed came, he watched who the seed was. He watched what the seed manifested. He watched the way the seed opened back up. Amen. He knew that the covenant changed right there. New covenant. That is why I can tell those people, you don't know what, then were you baptized? Let me find you. Whether you're over here, in organization, Laodicea, whether you come on and believe the one man scripture, or whether you're on this side of the seven seas, let me find you. Hallelujah. Glory to God in the highest. Amen. See, let me search you by the word. Let me put you on the X of the word and see how you, the radar of faith reading. Glory to God. If you're born in the barnyard post, you're a spiritual astronaut. Hallelujah. This is a plane, but it's onward Christian soldiers marching us to war. We have to stand like Joshua and Caleb. Oh, promised land, that huge portion of heaven, that third pole, that super anointing, hallelujah, is coming in sight. Glory to God in the highest. The gas is here and the fire is here. They only have to connect, and he will connect it wherever they want. But the two is here. Hallelujah. The two is here. Amen. The gas and the fire is here. Hallelujah. He will make the two connect. Just let them skeptic try to belittle his word. Hallelujah. And no skeptic will push no retrained servant to the financial needs either. John 5:19 is here also. Hallelujah. Amen. So Paul had a great battle in that day. Trying to pull everyone. He's watching the promise that God made to Abraham. He was watching the history of the church went down in Egypt. He was watching how he's coming back in to possess the inheritance. Amen. And here he saw Jesus. Amen. Dying on the cross. See, bringing them out. John justifying them. Then Jesus sanctified them and bring them up to the cross where he died like Moses up to the Jordan. Because he was a prophet like unto Moses. And then the Holy Spirit coming back, Jehovah's Savior, the great Joshua, Holy Spirit coming back over to the apostles and to the early church. Amen. To continue to walk and bring them, because why? He came to redeem them who were under the law, that they might receive the adoption, the place in Christ. But he's going to do that part to the Holy Spirit in the fivefold ministry. Same Jesus, just changed his form. Amen. And he came back there in the early church, and the commission inspired to the apostles, and they knew the work that God wanted done. That's why Paul in Acts 17 says he went in Thessalonica in the synagogue, and he was proving to them, he was opening a legend out of the scripture, that Christ must needs be come. He must be crucified, these things, and that Jesus is that Christ. He was proving to them these things. Why? Showing them that the law is failing out. Amen. That was finished with. We were at a junction time when the Spirit of Elijah came and introduced the Lamb. When the Lamb went to the cross and died, the covenant came into effect. Amen. The Holy Spirit came back now. And through the apostles, bringing them out into the place where they ought to be. Out of Judaism, out of the old covenant, out of the old dispensation, into a new covenant, new scriptures, new promises. Because a better covenant established on better promises. Amen. But many men were teaching different. Amen. Many men were teaching. Many men were trying to point the church to Rome. They didn't know what that was doing, but that is what it was going to end up to. They wouldn't have lived long enough in the first age to put it right in Rome, but they were sowing the very seed of discrepancy in the first age that later on became a pope. You're going to tell me these ministers in the message that the seed they're sowing now will produce popes in a Catholic church, don't you? But because they wouldn't have, we don't have enough time here. If God, just to prove it to them, would wait 50 years, you would see for yourself. Hallelujah. What do you think produced the Roman church? the Ephesian church, mother of all spiritual living, was pregnant with two seeds. Out of the womb of Eve came Cain and Abel. Came a false vine and two vine. And the serpent seed was so close to Adam's seed, it could have mixed with Eve's egg. What do you think you'll have here in the last days? Man preaching something so close, it will bring forth a fundamental believer who is a twin to the real one, but have no revelation. It's not under the covenant, not under the blood that speaks better things. And they will hate the true ones. Watch them, you'll see. They'll try to slay them in the field. When they hear the cloud come in the building, they try to speak evil against it. Amen. Because they seem to bring fire and able sacrifice. When they hear the dead raised, they're Pentecostal. When they hear revelation be revealed, they say knowledge. They're trying to kill the effects of it. But brother is still living this morning. Hallelujah. It's indestructible. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God will expose the folly. Hallelujah. Because it's not make-believe Christianity. It's the real thing. Hallelujah. That's why the word is always right. And this word will measure them up. Hallelujah. That a contra thinking man filter holy man taste. And if your soul is not right, you can't like this word at all. Your soul has to be the word to have the right taste, to desire the taste of this word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory, glory. Amen. Look back there in the Galatian church. Paul says, "Oh, foolish Galatians. It started in the spirit and ended in the flesh. You come out here and you're going back under the law again." Amen. See? He said, "After Jesus Christ will be so evidently set forth among you." And he was so certain of his revelation. He said, "If an angel come from heaven and speak to me different, let him be a curse. If I come back and change it to, let me be a curse too." What about seven angels coming from eternity? They consider nothing different? They are the same words in this Bible. Amen. See? So what are all it is, and Paul, amen, with a commission back from the pillar of fire, with a charge. Amen. He went out like a firebrand, didn't respect no man person. Amen. But he laid his authority. Amen. Because they know that those things, it couldn't come from human reasoning. Had to be some unseen person whispering that in his ears. Hallelujah. He and God anointed that word and Paul speaking and make man shake in time. Amen. And but all his skeptics and the critics, they talked behind his back, but he couldn't face him in his face because the word was too straight. Amen. Because to deny what he's saying, that to deny what Jesus said. And to deny this, that to deny what Malachi 4 said. Because he's lying right up, gun barrel straight. Hallelujah. Amen. Paul understood what the cross meant. He understood the way of sheaf. He understood all them 7 feet back there. He understood the tabernacle in the wilderness. He understood all those things, what it meant. Hallelujah. Amen. And by the real ministry, they will understand them King Saul, them amber cloud, that snow white dove. They'll understand that cloud is turning all these things. They'll understand them things. Amen. Because God will take up in the prophetic realm and reveal these symbols and all these mysteries that went with the ministry of the prophet unto them. Amen. To bring the church back into the Ephesians at the end of the ages. So they won't end up in no Hebrew church when the last time sung. Won't end up in no Corinthian church when the last time sung. We'll end up in the Galatian church when the last some song. Go all them in the message, but they'll end up in the Ephesian church without spot and without wrinkle, with the whole armor of God. Hallelujah! In heavenly places in Christ, knowing that they were in Christ before the foundation of the world. You'll end up with a perfect man who have the knowledge of the Son of God, who's filled with all the fullness of the measure of the stature of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Oh, praise God. Amen. There will be an Ephesians at the end of the ages. There will be Joshua Commission. There will be Calebs in the last days. Hallelujah. There will be a royal priesthood, a chosen generation, a peculiar people, a holy nation in the last days. Hallelujah. Amen. Marching proudly, displaying the blood of Jesus Christ on the chest. Glory to God. Holy, holy, holy unto the Lord. What a beautiful thought I'm thinking. Amen. Concerning this kettle good. Hallelujah. That Ephesian church, that speckled bird. All the other birds, they envy a glory and a fame. Amen. They despise her because of her teaching. Amen. Amen. Thank God we know it's a storehouse and not no man's private storehouse. Amen. When you go in man's storehouse, you get man's spirit. But when you go back in the prophet's storehouse, you get the real Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Where are we finding all these things right in the message? Not off of no man tape or no man private, or out of the message. Right. But you can't get no other revelation outside what the messenger have already received by revelation. Glory to God in the highest. And he was the first on the Joshua Commission. Why go to men who don't know Joshua Commission to get inspiration? Go to the one who has the Joshua Commission, who knows to bring the church in Ephesians. Hallelujah. Amen, because the true ministry will have that Joshua Commission. Because the first one had it. Stay the first one, you get that same commission. Hallelujah. Amen. My dear hour, there will be a church who have faith in her anointing. There will be a church, amen, who will speak in the revelation of faith. There will be a church who will recognize a position in the word. There will be a church who will rely upon what the word says she is. Hallelujah. Amen. So what a great battle with the Holy Spirit was anointing them with revelations to face the challenge of the hour. Because the great challenge was to bring a Ephesian church. Amen. To bring a unity of the faith. Way back in the first age, had many groups and many interpretations just like today. But Paul is looking for a unity of the faith. Amen. Paul is looking for one Lord, not many Jesuses, one Lord. One faith, one baptism. Paul was preaching and looking for that. Because Hymenus, Philetus, Alexander, all these people had their own revelation. Amen. Demas was going along, but eventually I'll go towards the world too. God, Paul said, Demas, forsake me afterwards. Amen. Thank God, Demas done gone already. Glory to God, but he's pressing the battle still. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory, glory. What a hour. But thank God for Paul in the Bible, and for the next Paul, Malachi 4, we could see what our prisoner is. We could see what our real servant is. Hallelujah. Glory to God. They wasn't going to bind Paul up. May God put the same spirit on Paul upon us this morning. Amen. Paul is praying, my desire that your faith not in my tribulation for you is of your glory. Amen. For this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven is his name, that he would grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with might. Yeah. by his spirit in the inner man. Because that great battle, man coming and trying to pierce with his sword. The whole interpretation. Amen. But you have the shield of faith. Amen. The keep of all them fiery darts, all these things. All man own poison doctrines and poison acids and malice. You have a shield to keep it off. You ain't get influenced in all these things. You stand here, amen. You know what the prophet said. You know what God said for this hour. That Christ may dwell in your heart by faith. Are you being rooted and grounded in love? May be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height. You have a partial realization. You have a perfect realization. You have a complete revelation. A perfect understanding of this mystery. Amen. Under the seventh seal. That will open up to show you. You are in Christ and what your inheritance is. And to know the love of Christ. You pass it all knowledge. That you might be filled with all the fullness of God. Amen. Hallelujah. What a thing. And Paul said he had that revelation. He had that mystery within Christ. Amen. That fellowship of that mystery. Amen. Which was from the beginning, which has been hidden in God. And who created all things by Jesus Christ. And Paul went back and pulled out a revelation in Ephesians, showing the church was in Christ before the foundation. They were predestinated and had to come out to receive an inheritance in the last days. Amen. And here he was looking back at Joshua. And see how Abraham is watching that teaching, because remember they had no New Testament to preach from. They was preaching from the Old Testament, because the apostles wrote the New Testament. The only Bible they had was the Old Testament, and they was preaching Christ out of the Old Testament. Amen. And they was preaching that mystery that was inspired to them. Amen. And here they was looking there, and many men coming and was preaching the same Jesus out to the New Testament too, but with a little flavor with Moses. Amen. 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 You see, and that's how the message comes. The message comes in such a way. Had three anointings in the prophet. He said the spirit of Elijah, Moses, and Christ is in this tabernacle. Amen. Moses, but with two signs. Amen. Coming up the mountain with the word, pillar of fire for vindication. Amen. Two signs. Like Moses coming down in Egypt to call him out. See Elijah, but in the time of Ahab, when that Jezebel in the land of Ahab in America, Israel history repeats itself back in America. When God in the rage of a system that turned the hearts of the children back to the faith of the fathers to repair the altar in the evening time and cut down the 400 false prophets who take the people over in the Jezebel to worship false gods. Amen. Then the Son of Man, Christ, to be revealed to bring the church back into Ephesians. Amen. And Malachi 4 came there with them three anointings upon him. Amen. And brother, the people, they understand the different phase of his ministry, how he is preaching, and they need to pick up the messages and cannot put them under each anointing, under each pull. Amen. But brother, each message slides back under the different pulls, under the different anointings, under the different ministries. Amen. But here, to separate the law from grace, when we come over on this side, amen. But it's one ministry, it's one Lord, one faith, one baptism on this side. It's Ephesians on this side. Hallelujah. See, everything winds up into the Son of Man. The signposts give way to the commission. Elijah introduces the Son of Man. Amen. We come back to Ephesians, the capstone revelation of Jesus Christ. Amen. And this is where the builders, amen, miss the tone. All the directors get in their own spirit. Amen. And miss the junction. Amen. Give a wrong motion. But then if we follow close, if we are close observers, we will see where it come back into Ephesians. And you have to have the guide. Otherwise you come lost. You end up with Moses or Elijah somewhere. But if you have the guide, you come over into Ephesians. Thank God for the captain of the Lord hosts. Amen. My, I wanted to see this morning that brother, from the time that commission is given, from the time that anointing comes, to inspire that commission. Amen. An anointing is going to come to open up the word to you. What part of the world you are, where we are, what junction we are, how God is going to work now in this season to bring the past prophesied promises. An anointing is going to come to do those things. Amen. And then that is going to inspire that commission to you. Joshua will find a place, Caleb will find a place, and we'll stand there in the last days as the Joshua's and the Caleb in the Ephesians. Amen. Then in Ephesians, the channel of inspiration is open because we are anointed and commissioned. You can't be anointed, you can't be commissioned out the open channel of inspiration, because if the open channel of inspiration brings an anointing to give you that commission. Hallelujah. Amen. So Malachi 4, preaching the anointing and commission. Why Christ speak? What is why Christ speak? Anointed and commission. But I've heard, but now I see, work is very express. Amen. Your open channel of inspiration. Amen. When the Holy Spirit is pushing upon you to act in the line of duty. Amen. When you're working by the pulsation of the Holy Spirit. Because the Holy Spirit giving you a revelation of pulsating your heart. Faith vibrating on the inside. Amen. To let you know you are a predestinated channel by which God will vindicate these promises in the end time. Hallelujah. And what is happening? What is your work? To finish up the great apostolic commission. Amen. He's finishing up the great apostolic commission. But there are people anointed and commissioned to do it. They have an open channel of inspiration. And the Holy Spirit drops down into that channel. And they know, amen, when it drops down, because the word is inspired. And they speak in the revelation of the faith. They are faith in the anointing. Because they recognize the position that they are, that word made manifest. They rely on what the word says, because they know it cannot fail. Hallelujah. They don't have to fear. Who would the inspiration come to? It has to come to the one who is that part of the word. Because that channel is predestined in the heart. Hallelujah. I'm going to get it to you just now, but it's coming out first before I read it. Let me speak it. Amen. Hallelujah. He's going to inspire to you and speak it. Amen. He said, but if your soul is not right, he can inspire to you. So the channel is in your heart. And St. Mark 11:22 is for the bride age. And those in the bride age will have a channel that the Holy Spirit can drop down in the air. They have a soul that God can inspire these end time Ephesian promises to. The soul, the faith will catch that in the air. The soul is a burning ground for those promises. Amen. They're not looking backward. Their soul is waiting here for time to catch that inspiration. May it catch you this morning. May you see a place and may it fall into your heart this morning. And the Holy Spirit and Holy Works bring it to pass. Oh, praise God. Amen. But I'm saying them types can't fail. Abraham, final testimony for the promise. Elijah in the mountain. Amen. Going up the mountain. The angel leave you for a season to come back around when you're sure you'll keep it all the way. Yeah. But Abraham is exercising and speaking the revelation of his faith. Yeah. Knowing his position in the world. Yeah. Amen. Amen. See, your seed shall possess the enemy gate. Yeah. Amen. And brother, hear also the promises that God promised that church. Joshua is going to call him to inherit those same promises. Amen. So the Joshua Commission is revealing to you how you can be brought into the promises. Amen. My, those types can't fail because we're in the same season. Amen. We're right in the season here. You come for your promise, you come for your inheritance. The third Paul in Ephesians to create the ram on the mountain. Amen. See, what is it that channel has opened up to some people? And here he's challenging your faith to believe it. Not just rejoice and say it's plain. I really see it. It's really plain and true. No, that is not it, brother. He's challenging to believe it and act upon it. It's not going to sit down, but it's not going to come to pass by you sitting and gazing at it. But he laid out for you and say, move into it. Charge into it. Exercise in it. Show that you really believe. Hallelujah. Because remember, Paul was in the promised land. Abraham was in the promised land. Joshua was in the promised land. Paul was in the promised land. Because the same land, Abraham get the ram, quitting the mountain, the same land, Joshua stopped his son in. Well, the same land, Paul shook the viper off and raised the dead in. Is that correct? Then we write and step this morning. Don't let types baffle the types, they're only holding the mysteries. The mysteries lock up in the types. But to pull the mystery out, we go to the type to put your faith in the right channel. Amen. Lining up your good in the loins of your mind with truth this morning. Amen. See, so notice Paul back there in Ephesians. No, not Paul's in Ephesians. In other words, Paul was like Joshua in Canaan land. That's why you can look there. That's why that book was being inspired. That's why Christ's people will be inspired here now in this season. That's why I've heard that now I should be inspired here in this season. That's why adoption also will be inspired here in this season. Amen. Because where you are, if Paul is in the, is he was talking to the Hebrew church from Numbers? Amen. Yeah. Amen. He say you're provoking God in the wilderness, you're moving and complaining, but you're not entering to the rest over here. Amen. Amen. But the Ephesian church, he was talking to them in Joshua. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. You see, because where you are and who you're talking to. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. You see, you know what I mean? That's why invisible union, all these things will be inspired here now. Because those are the Ephesians messages. Those are the messages of the church who is in the world image. Modern events, leadership, the church who is over there, not on this side. Remember on this side, from the Catholic Church to the Pentecostal Church of the world. That's from Egypt. To Jordan, Kadesh Barnea. But Malachi for a message of the seven seals and the seven tunnels was over in Joshua. You understand what we're saying? That is simple. You see? So here it was. Paul was watching Judaism and he knew what Judaism was. He looked at Judaism there and he saw it. And then he wasn't himself a Jew, but a Pharisee. Paul was in the denominational age of Judaism under the law. And then Paul was in the Ephesian age in the full promise after the Son of Man was revealed. So Paul understood the two husbands because he was married to both of them. Hallelujah! Glory to God in the highest. And he knew the experience he had with them two husbands. Amen. See, the Bible is a little different for you now. You don't shout like you don't read it, so that you must read it. You see, the message open your eyes to know how to read your Bible. Amen. See, don't get tired with Colossians and all these different things. All that is in the Ephesian age. But then it's churches who was in the spirit of the age they was in. But there's still influence from the past age over here under Judaism. We like people coming their message and they influence all the denominations back there because they were going to open vision to rightly divide the age. Amen. Amen. See, so when you look and you see them, then here we see the Holy Spirit with a key is opening up a door for you. An inspiration. It's coming down there, and you live in there, you stay under the inspiration. He opened a channel that you could live in there, and your faith could be kept inspired. Once you kept inspired, then your faith, the radar of your faith, all is pointed at the promises. All is pointed at the promises. And you're marching step under the leadership of the Holy Spirit. Because the Spirit will only come to the Word and you are abiding in the Word. So then you can have communion and fellowship with Him. Amen. See? So here in this hour, when they came over there, Paul was anointed, he was commissioned, he had a charge to lay the foundation. To separate law from grace and place the church in a promise. Amen. And then what was happening there, then the people now had to catch that vision. Now he said, I pray that the eyes of your understanding be enlightened. And you may know what is the hope of his calling. What is the riches of the glory of inheritance of his saints. And what is the exceeding greatness of his power to others who believe. Amen. Because why? He went to bring them over here and place them in the world. Amen. So if we're sitting, walking, and standing in the Ephesians again. Amen. We're sitting, walking, and standing in the Ephesians again. Here this morning we sit in heavenly places. And you go outside and you walk in the Spirit. I've been taught the word. Amen. You're keeping step. Walking before God and be perfect. Not like the Gentiles in the vanity of man, but in love. Amen. And out there, when the devil comes, stand and be strong in the power of the Lord in his might. With your shield of faith and your sword of the Spirit and your helmet and your breastplate and your feet shod. And you fight the good fight of faith out there, possessing what is yours. Amen. Glory to his name. Because why? You're already quickened and raised up. You're risen in Christ. You recognize that you are in Christ. The seven seals have been opened and you see a name. I know you are part of the Logos. Amen. The statue holding is part of the word for the age. And that the Holy Spirit has dropped down upon the word. And it has brought a union with part of the word in the Bible that's written for this day. And you know sin from that. Amen. See. So then you're walking consciously, knowing where you're standing. Nobody confuse your mind. Amen. You understood what the message was. You understood invisible union, the two husbands. How one was dead for you to be married with Christ again. Malachi found like a Romans 7 where Paul was teaching that. Amen. He said it's something like marriage and divorce, but it's a mystery of prophecy for the last days. Amen. What is the mystery of prophecy for the last days? Because the marriage will come in the evening time when Eliezer get the bride. But the bride will be coming out from organizations, Babylon. Then shall be separated from the first husband, the denominational husband, to come over with the reveal of the capstone revelation of Jesus Christ. For the head to be united together with the body. Amen. Then we'll have that a prophecy in the last days. But it is like marriage and divorce also. Amen. Because you want it, the Lutherans only want to hold hands. Amen. The Wesleyan only get a little kiss now and then. Amen. The Pentecostals, they want to bring forth no children, but you have a bride who will bring forth word children, his word image. Amen. Who will receive the original seed. Amen. And conceive and bring forth something in the word image. Manifest its sons in the last days. In another Ephesians again. Amen. He wanted a bride to bring forth the manifested son, but the Lutherans only wanted to hold hands. Methodists only wanted a kiss. But the bride will receive that original seed and bring forth those manifested sons in that Ephesians who will stop the sun like Joshua did. Sun, stand still. Moon, hold your place. Hallelujah. And if God is bringing you over by revelation, amen. Make you die to see where you are. Know you're older to get over here. Die to yourself. And you lay yourself on the altar. Amen. You mortify the deeds of the body. Amen. Is that what he's saying? Like the Jordan there. Amen. You put away the old man. You put off the old man. Because you learn the new man now. Amen. That new man. Amen. Who have got the weapons of the warfare in the carnal? Amen. That new man of the heavenly breastplate. The helmet. That new man. Oh, that's a new man going to battle now. If you're in the battle for the Lord, alright, keep on the firing line. If you're in the battle, surely you must fight. Amen. Cowards in the service have no place. Amen. You must fight. Be brave against all evil. Never run an evil lap behind. If you win for God and the righteous, keep on the firing line. Hallelujah. Oh my. Power to our fight. He said, endure the hardness of a good soldier of Jesus Christ. And make a good warfare. He said, I've fought a good fight. I've kept the faith. Amen. He's a soldier in the battlefield. Amen. He ain't got along leaning and leaning and floating here and floating here, all starry-eyed and confused and lost in the world and playing up and but playing with the devil and lost in here and lost in here and all kind of old carnality. God forbid, you know, the all of adoption is here. The all Ephesians is here. The all power to come to the church is here. You want to walk straight. You want to live a holy life, a clean life. Buckle the armor tight. Hallelujah. Pray and keeping your fleshless objection. Having respect. Designed to know nobody after the flesh. But know them after the word, after the Holy Spirit. You back in some Corinthian church or something. But in Ephesians, you pray up. Even I bid us a power of the Holy Spirit. You walk in worthy of the vocation unto which you are called. God didn't leave you back a dying kid in Spania, but he called you over here in Ephesians to get the inheritance. Undefiled and incorruptible, that faileth not away. Reserved in heaven for you. Hallelujah. Glory to his name. Amen. Hallelujah. There is a people called out, anointed. Amen. Commission, a Joshua commission. Amen. A open channel of inspiration that the captain of the Lord holds is dropped into. Amen. A channel that he gave them by inspiration. He put a revelation in their heart of what word he could come to. Amen. And they abide in that word under the blood, and he meet them there, and that blood speak better things. Ask what you will. Amen. Oh, praise God. My good, is it good? Amen. My, the scriptures are alive this morning. Amen. It's real. Why would God, when he break out the flesh, when he break out imagination, reason, and feelings. Oh, sometimes you feel up and sometimes you feel down. Sometimes you feel sluggish. When you break the realm of feelings and you break the charge, it's a different story altogether. Nothing matters. You don't care if she loves you or she don't love you. God loves you anyhow. Hallelujah. Amen. You watch on a coming service, the man and some boyfriend, somebody mine and some girlfriend, they're all dull, things not going nice, the rent get high, this year is slouching. You think the world don't see you? This is not just Bible stories, this is all seen eyes here. He's watching you every move. All the little floaters in the world, they see you. Amen. He knows what you like. He knows you got opportunity to go back in the world. You slip back and get the heritage on the other side. Amen. My. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Lucky be a belief out. Amen. You know, some of you are watching where you ought not to watch. But because you're so deep in your flesh and the world, it's just an intellectual business, you fail to see the angels all around you taking report. Hallelujah. Taking report. and you talk, speak loud in heaven and the words in the earth. So let the mind of Christ be in you. And cast away all reason, evil imagination, all evil affection. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. You think God isn't serious with his word? One of these days people will find how serious God was with his word here. Hallelujah. You can be halfway and get away from the Holy Spirit. But when the hour came and somebody was given trouble, God said, told Joshua, stop, bring a halt. Bring them out tribe by tribe, family by family. God will determine to find it. Man started to tremble, man. Man was called trembling. From the time they hit Achan, they said, all right, this family here, pull aside. Amen. He said, here's your rabbit in the wood pile. This way it is here. This way the lamb is in the lump. I think it was nice, all right, but God forgive you, God bless you. David said, no, don't get a valley of acorn. He and all the seed. Try to the camp entirely. God would rather go on with less. Amen. And that's about patch up business. We cut it off. If the hand of friend, cut it off and move on. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Brother, we enter into a fearful time because your Holy Spirit, the person is here. Amen. Moving around. Amen. He sifted out the hearts of men before his judgment seat. To let you know the mercy seat is here, but the judgment seat is also here. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Because we have come to a place, we have come to a time, it's a perfect walk. Amen. You see, because God is only bringing over now the ones who the inheritance is for. Amen. The others, the fall will be made manifest and God will get rid of them. The church will not be hindered in this hour. Amen. So all those people who like to hang around here and run behind the minister back to make little private business. And they'll be seen and run by certain deacons and certain ones who they can talk to easy and give a false story. Yeah. Yeah. Amen! Yeah. 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 Amen! Yeah. You better know they not know old foolishness in the message. This is the church of the living God in the last days. Yeah. Amen! See, a lot of people I tell the deacons, I tell this one. Amen. Go out with your halfway stories. Play and whitewash your building and hide there in the pews. When they look at it, you're ducking down behind this one and you're ducking down behind that one. Don't you know that capstone rubbish in the eyes and the headstone? Amen. You see, you go in your heart. Oh, you're afraid the minister because you're too serious. Amen. The word coming to stone. So you want to find next place. God will measure you up. Amen. You will find out that here is not the hothouse plants. I know place no camp from stars here. But we on the battlefield. Amen. When we sing that song, if you won't go to hinder me, we sing that from our heart. Best you stay home and don't hinder us here. Best you find a nest where you can roost. Amen. Because here we mean business. Brother, I come out from the world. I'm going to make sure the world will come back inside of here. Amen. When it comes to have no friend, I know it a long time. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Let be like friendly business. All these kind of things. If you are a revelation of Joshua Commission, these things, you need no friend inside his business. Amen. See, because brother, the always here we have to walk before and be perfect. Amen. My, is that the truth? Amen. Amen. Thank God for people that love the word. Amen. It didn't come out of all these things you wasn't before to come here and play more church. To come out of some little mess or something, no sir. The word must be the attraction. And I design your heart to live the word and become the word. Not because your friend was here, your family was here. God, by divine revelation, show you that Caleb, be identified as Joshua Commission if you want your inheritance and you take a stand. Outside of that, but you don't deserve to be here. Amen. See, that's why it has some of the loose stones under the blood. Isn't that what Paul and do? Amen. Back in the Bible. Deliver them to Satan, the body to be destroyed. Amen. Because in that Ephesian was a straight walk. Sin at no cost must be in the church. Oh, hallelujah. That is why they had that enforced that. So we're going to say, saints forgive me, I'm back on living sin. Saints forgive me, I'm back on living sin. Saints, the loser! At no cost in that Ephesians, because they are fighting for the inheritance. And nothing was hinder the church. So God give the authority to loose them out of the church. Amen. What a hour it is. Let it take a couple of minutes. Just one little thing, I'll leave off part and just take a little part here. Amen. But what I'm speaking about is Joshua Commission. How the Pentecostal people love signs and they held on to the signpost of the commission. He says, I always wondered, page 21, why would that do that to me? Talk about the discernment by the people who are under the signpost is to get weak. Could I only pray for 4 and 5 and then I'd take off the platform? Because it was catering to the people and not staying with the word God had given. You see, I love people and he trying not to disappoint the people. But God wasn't on the people's fleshly desires. So God rebuked the prophet. You can't take too much people. You state what I tell you, forget the people. But half of them is camp down stars. Amen. He said, I always wonder why God would do that to me. It's because I was doing it wrong. That was a signpost just pointing the commission. Isn't that a commission? The signpost has been nailed along the world. Amen. So I'm ready to leave this mountain. I want to go across Jordan. I want to get into something yonder. where my faith will rise to a spot when I pray for people, they'll be healed. Watch God put it right back in the people's lap. Now here come God, now is coming back, now back to the prophet and putting it back in the people's lap. He say, alright, I cater to you all these years. I listen to you, and I displease God. So God came back and now he said, alright, if you're going to get it, you're going to get it the right way. Not the way you want it, but the way God said, you have to come to get it. So start to have faith, not in a signpost, because the commission is greater than the signpost. So put your faith in the right place. Amen. God said he put a fivefold mission for the unity of the faith, the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, unto the starting measure of the fullness of Christ. That's what you ought to come to. Not just a little healing in your body or something. You ought to come to that full man, unto the stature of the measure of the fullness of Christ. Amen. See? Watch God put it right back in people's lap. You were born to pray for the sick if you can get them to believe. If you can get them to believe. And this is what has been happening for 17 years. A fivefold ministry to get the people to believe that there was another fold. And that the word did not finish and Malachi 4 don't have to come back. But God is going to continue that work through God ordained shepherds. Amen. See, he's going to continue that work. That commission was going to be one commission. He was the first one who had the commission in the apostolic age. After the fail of the former age, Kadesh Barnea. And every because in that season after Kadesh Barnea, the work of the Spirit was to bring them in the possession of the inheritance. And all those who are living that hour, predestinated to be in that hour between Kadesh Barnea and the church being positionally placed in an inheritance. If you are predestined to be living in that hour, and the Pentecostal church was Kadesh Barnea, and adoption time, the church being positionally placed. So between the Pentecostals failing and the church being adopted, placed in inheritance, if you live in between that time, if you have a predestined seed in that hour, then you have to receive that commission. You have to recognize it. You have to be able to be identified with it as a true heir of the promise. Amen. He said, I'll give you two signs. By this they will believe. Notice then these signs. They rallied for them. The sign posted to the commission. Believing you were sent to pray. Now when the people come into the line, they pray. And as soon as one absolutely hit the spot, there is nothing I can do about it till they hit the spot. But when they do, I say, I give you. So those people have to sit down there and be taught until they get a revelation of where they are. What scripture is being made manifest. How God is working to bring the past, his prophesied promises. Those things are being taught the people. And when the people come, they come with that faith. Amen. Because the faith is in the allotted scripture. The word prophesy allotted for that hour. And that word has been taught to them, has been revealed to them, has been inspired to them. And that is an open channel of communication given unto them to approach God. And Joshua, the Holy Spirit, is here to bring it to pass. Hattie Wright, she said, I guess she's here this morning, sitting here. I hope she's sitting here somewhere. Oh, hallelujah. Hope Caleb is sitting somewhere inside of here. This message won't do nobody good except Caleb. This message doesn't carry zero into Caleb and Happy Right. Listen carefully. She was the first one. When she sees those scrolls, and she know the commission about that. Hattie Wright, now I'm getting something here for you now. Anointing commission, God open channel of third pole inspiration. Because the third pole
is to bring that Ephesians, to bring that super church, to bring all these promises into manifestation. The third pole, a huge portion of heaven, the promised land, where all the promises lay. Is that correct? He came down at the Jordan Paradox. He says, there is the promised land where all the promises lay. He was two-thirds of the journey, getting ready to enter over into the huge portion of heaven. Joshua and the Joshua Commission come to Jordan to take him over into that land. And that Ephesians parallel Joshua. And it is a Joshua in the Old Testament, a Ephesians in the Old Testament, a Joshua in the New Testament. And it took a Joshua commission to go over there. And the Caleb was the one who went over there. Amen. And here he says, he had left the Pentecostals, he had come down. He says, Hattie White, sitting there that day, knew about that commission. She wasn't just thinking about the signpost. Hattie Wright knew the commission. Hattie Wright sit there as an heir of the promise. Here Malachi 4 with a Joshua commission to divide the inheritance. And Hattie Wright was an heir of the promise. I see that Abraham. And Brother Woods was there. Leo and Gene Norman and them was there. And she didn't say, Brother Woods, you're a nice brother. You love the Lord. You knew the message a long time. I want the two boys. No. She said, Brother Woods, you living next door to the prophet. Best I come and ask you. She knew Malachi 4 had a commission, a Joshua commission. The hand came out of his hand, pointed the Bible. And the second cycle, the hand comes back down again and points to the shepherds who was waiting there for the angel of the Lord. A point, go into Bethlehem, you'll find a baby wrapped in swaddling clothes. Go back into Joshua and receive a commission to bring your church in Ephesians. Otherwise, if that Ephesian, that Joshua commission doesn't inspire, that church would be the message but wandering along the wilderness. They wouldn't have no revival, it's just no Paul coming to church and no third Paul. They're wandering around. They might be a Philippian church, pick up a nice good offering. Send it out in the field in a missionary fund. Help God's servants. And might be commended for the great love. Amen. Cheerful givers. Amen. Might be a Hebrew church, very legalistic. Supposed to be teachers. And they know nothing about unknown language and second cycle and final quickening and all these things. Voice of the archangel. So they carnal and unskillful in the world as babes, drinking milk when they should be eating meat. Corinthian church. Oh, they love this man who walked with the prophet and they love this other one. Amen. They love this one. They listen to all the tapes and read all the books. Amen. But where the Joshua commission spied in that church, they've been Ephesians. They'll be coming over in a huge portion of heaven into the third pool and all his promises under the seventh seal. Amen. Because only one place Joshua could carry you is in Canaan land. Hallelujah. And the seven seals sealed up the last will and testament of Jesus Christ. Amen. And when the seven seals open in the last days was to bring back every redemptive blessing that was in the atonement when Jesus died on the cross, redeeming back all that Adam forfeited. Amen. And that was going to come back down to the Joshuas. And they was going to bring the church out of the organization, out of the Pentecostal age, over into the bride age. Amen. Amen. One Lord, one faith, one baptism. Amen. Where they're sitting, walking, standing in Ephesians again. Where they know that they are in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. So Hattie Wright was sitting there. She wasn't looking at the signpost, looking at the commission. And when she seen those scrolls, she know the commission about that.
And when them 7 straight times that God created something, I said, that's the same God could create a ram for Abraham to convince him of his commission. It's the same God can create a squirrel, because that's what I have need of. And little old Hattie Wright sitting there in the back of the building with a heart off of the things of the world. With a heart off of the things of the world. She was believing, knowing about the commission, and her heart off of the things of the world. She said, Brother Branham, that's nothing but the truth. She just didn't say them here. God spoke out of her heart. God spoke out of her heart. Hattie heard the promise. Her inheritance. Written in Mark 11:23. Amen. Written over in Acts 16. Somebody there. You and the household shall be saved. Type over with Rahab. In Joshua chapter 2. Malachi for that Joshua commission. Like it was in Joshua. And over in Ephesians. Like Paul. When he gave to the Philippian jailer. You and your household shall be saved. Amen. And Hattie Wright, looking unto him in the Joshua commission, and ask. And he said, what will I ask for? She came like Caleb to Joshua. She came to the divide of the inheritance. The heir of the promise came to the divide of the inheritance. The one with the commission. Amen. Watch it. It's pattern right here in the message. Because she knew about the commission. Do you know about the commission this morning? Oh, hallelujah. May God speak out of your heart. She said, I said, Hattie, ask what you will, I give it to you. She said, what must I ask? She has to know what belongs to her. Because Caleb said, Joshua, remember when he went up that day at Kadesh Barnea when the spies failed. And I asked for my mountain, and Moses told me, this mountain, you'll give it to me. He said, remember that. He was quoting out of Numbers. I wonder if you could quote out of Indictment, page 62. May there come for the revival of the just and Paul commission to Paul. Amen. I wonder if you can look back in the message, back in the title deed, and quote when you come before Joshua the commission. Because he can tell her what to do. He say, you have to know, Hattie. Because Joshua had to, Caleb had to know what he wants when he comes. I can't tell you. You have to know, Hattie, what you say. I am here to divide to you, but you can act in faith unless you know what is yours. When you find your name, you will see what is promised you. And when you can ask the writing that is a revelation, you'll find your name. Amen. I said, you got an old father, mother sitting here, you got a crippled sister. She's still sitting in the wheelchair. You can ask her, you can ask her, you don't have any money, you are poor, that's what you do. She said, well, I don't ask. Said, I just don't know. She said, my greatest desire is salvation of my 2 boys. I said, I give you your boys in the name of Jesus Christ. And they both converted the lovely Lord Jesus and baptized in his name, serving God with all their heart. Amen. Page 27, as we but now I see. I want to pick up that same thing here. But he's talking over there about the Joshua Commission. Over here, he's talking about the channel that the Holy Spirit dropped in. So if there's a Joshua Commission, and they know what the Joshua Commission is, a channel that the Holy Spirit drops in and say, give them what they ask for. Listen. So here, pay praise and praise about who it now I see, but I'm speaking with the same experience. He said, this is one scripture that stopped me. Not if I say, but if you say. Not if Jesus said it, but if you say it yourself. And I thought somehow I broke into that channel. The scripture stopped him all the time. But it broke into the channel where the scripture has been inspired to him. A revelation was coming to open up the scripture to lead his soul into the air to believe those things. I wonder if your soul, not your mind, your soul, the word is being inspired to your soul this morning, and your soul is believing the word, and something is pushing your soul, saying, that is the truth. But Lord, that is the truth. But that is your word, Lord. But Lord, it's plain. But Lord, it has to be you. Because it's promising the message. It's here becoming real. Right here, it had to come at some time. Before we leave here, it was made plain. All these years, we wondered about it. Lord, could it be? Is the cycle already here? It's already becoming plain now. All these truths. Things your soul can move out into. Your soul is moving out into it now. It leading your soul to believe these things and it inspired your soul. And your soul is getting a grip on it. That though thoughts come in your mind, your soul is anchored. Because you feel inside of you. Can't shake you loose. That's the way it has to come. Otherwise, your mind, your logic, your reasoning, they say, yes, it's some true. I see it, yes, right. And some negative thought, the devil's spirit of unbelief, and you doubt it. And you're back up in a corner, and you're uncertain. These things must not just be a thought. If your Holy Spirit leading your soul, opening up the way that you're going to be brought into the possession of your inheritance. As I see of Abraham, whom your promise was made to. And you, knowing there had to come a commission, there had to come an executor who would divide it. There had to be executors raised up. Who God will give the last will and testament to. This message is the seventh seal. He will give it to executors who is charged to divide inheritance. Many might have the will, but they don't know how to divide it. Amen. That is why you have to get a clearance in your deed. Amen. Hallelujah. And that is why we're talking about this church coming over in Ephesians. I wonder this church here, if these people are sitting here this morning, you in this building, and you're hearing these things, and your hearts were, yes, we had Ephesus, Smyrna, Pergamos, Thyatira, Sardis, Philadelphia, Laodicea. But Laodicea was blackout, was darkness upon the people. But to the elected lady was, arise and shine, your light is come. Shalom to you, the church. Was the Ephesians at the end of the ages for you, the church. And I wonder if you realize that that bright age, and that bright, the bright age, the wheat in the wheat season, the astronaut in the astronaut age, the wheat in the wheat age, the bride in the bride age, the Holy Ghost itself in the perfection, the form image of Christ in the token age. I wonder if you understand you have been brought there. And here, these things could be spoken to you. Be inspired as you sit and talk these things in heavenly places. To make you walk and put the sole of your feet after you sit and be taught. You walk and put the sole of your feet upon your inheritance now. And you claim it. And you stand there and don't back off. No Amalekite, no demon, no spiritual wickedness, no principle, no power drives you back. You stand there and Satan will possess it. It's a revelation in your heart. The channel is open. You are anointed in the commission. Somehow, I broke into that channel. What is all this thing about second cycle we're talking about? What is all this thing about key to the door? Opening up by the key, brought by the key to open the temple. I wonder if that means we broke into that channel. I wonder if somehow I broke into that channel to open up this unknown language. Or was it something we could just guess at and put there? I wonder if the Holy Ghost dropped down that channel and spar these things to us. All the Ephesians here in the ages. I wonder why I only keep speaking these things. The place got anointed like that and he drops it among them to feel his presence. And the powers and the influence along the lives of the people with the reformer spirit is broken and they are set free to believe the full gospel. Could it be, my brethren? Think of these things. I thought somehow I broke. I wonder if when we broke into Revelation 8:11 was manifested from 83 to 1965 and is not for the Jewish age. Then from 65 to 82, inspiration must come and we must break into that channel. That scripture stumped many people in the message all these years. I wonder if we broke into that channel. Amen. I wonder that's why all these revelations about Joshua commission, all these things opening up, because we broke into that channel. Tie the loose ends in the message together and reveal the bride in the bride age. As we tie the loose ends, amen, the former age and reveal the Son of Man. How do we tie the loose ends in the message and reveal the bride in the bride age? And gather it all up into ourselves to reveal it after 17 years. Could it be, my brethren? Does these things mean that? If you are a student of the word, if you study the message, if you give your time to the word, if you wait before God and pray, what are you looking for this morning? And you can sit in a place where these things have been spoken. 17 years, wisdom of man in the message tried to get it, couldn't get it. The power of the intellectual mind to figure it out, couldn't figure it out. But faith and revelation, sovereign grace, given to you by faith, died not by grace, and not of words that any man should boast. And we are working on the pulsation of that faith this morning. You think on these things. Was these things supposed to be made known? Amen. Brought together to bring the church into the place where we could strive lawfully, work by spiritual laws to achieve spiritual things. Amen. If we have to achieve the promises, there are law, redemption, and govern the promises. And there are Joshua commission that divides the inheritance. Amen. And could we come into it by bypassing these things? And if these things that happen to reveal, to bring us into these things, and we are working by these things, what a faith we should have. What an expectation this morning. Amen. Proven is not psychology. It's not hope. It's not a hope so, but it's a divine revelation. God have unlocked the door and we are moving in by faith. Amen. Then let us stand like Joshua and Caleb. Amen. Stand and stand. And doubt your doubts. Amen. Have a perfect faith in a perfect God who made a perfect promise in his perfect word. Knowing the man can fail, but the commission cannot fail. And your faith is not in the man, your faith is in the commission. Amen. Could you all stand to our feet this morning? Amen. And little happy right, sitting back there, said, Brother Brown, that's nothing but the truth. She said the right thing. And when she said that, page 27, but now I see, the Holy Spirit dropped over into that channel again, and every one of them felt it. She sat there believing the commission, and the Holy Spirit dropped over into that channel of a scripture that is identified with the commission. If you say to this mountain, because he is to divide inheritance. That's why you see many people, they try to go into the seven seals without passing through Revelation 7. They try to go into the seven seals without taking Daniel 70 weeks. They try to go into the trumpets without taking the seals, without going back to Leviticus 23 to take the feast of the trumpets. And you must take the place that it passed. Because it's passing there. That's the way you have to pass to arrive at the thing you're looking for. By the grace of God, that is where we pass. That is why I'm not embarrassed to speak these things when I speak them, because I know it's nothing but the truth. Don't stagger if a man walk in the property that is not so. It don't bother me. Because I don't watch what he say. I pass where the prophet pass. Amen. Hallelujah. So by the grace of God, when we see where we have come to, anointed and commissioned in the line of duty with God's open channel of truthful inspiration to finish the great commission. And if you recognize the commission, then the Holy Spirit drops into that channel, because that is the channel that the commission is being inspired to. With that scripture, Revelation 8, it stumped us all these years. But it's inspired that someone broke into that channel to identify he has returned according to the time of life. He is now come as the captain of the Lord hosts. And revelations is coming forth so we can achieve a revival of the just. Revelation is coming forth so we can achieve part of the church. Revelation is coming forth to achieve that to the pole. Because when he comes, he lets us know how to take Jericho, how to take AI, how to take this portion, how to take every portion that he promises. He comes and reveals how to take that portion, and he's given the divine revelations how to take every portion that he promises. Until we have this huge portion of heaven to display the judgment already taken. I am tired, but what can I say again? It's real, it's real, it's real, it's real, it's real. This morning, it is too plain. It is too plain this morning to stand up and see where we are. And when we see it, it behooves us to walk humbly, to live a holy life, shun the wrong and do the right. Keep your eyes on him and keep moving on up into his presence. Let's bow our heads and close our eyes. Almighty God, we thank you this morning, Father, for your amazing grace that has dropped down here in our midst today to inspire these things and make it real unto us. Oh God, what can we say, Father, but to fall on our faces, oh God, and say, woe is me, we are done. Oh God, have mercy upon our souls today. Lord God, may the Holy Spirit, Lord, have your own way in our lives. Father, we humble ourselves in your mighty hand. Lord, see these things. Like Joshua, Father, when he saw that word, he fell on his face. Oh God, what could he do? Father, so I feel this morning. Oh God, what can I do, Lord God? When I see these things, Lord, make me shiver on the inside. Oh God, may my flesh melt in your presence, Lord. Oh God, to realize that it's you, Father. Lord God, it's you here right amongst us. May, Lord God, we break into that place and live and stay inside of there. Lord God, where there is no humanism around, Father, but just that gene, that whole, that eternal life. Lord, bind to the Holy Spirit, Lord God. And Lord, you can lead us and direct us and have that preeminence in our lives. Father, bless each and every one this morning and inspire these things for our faith, dear God. Lead our souls into that channel to believe these things. Grant it, dear God. We pray and we ask it in Jesus' precious name. Lord, for your honor and for your glory. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. I just feel like my mind is just disintegrated. Stop here, but like that stand up here, to see what we're talking about by divine revelation, what is here before us, and what is happening, and that world could be real in our soul. These things is all around us. It's all over us. We're right in the midst of it. It's just we could sit still long enough, our soul could believe and have a grip upon God. Amen. Where we'll not just sit down there and wander like some wandering star, but we'll know that He's here. We'll know that these things are real, the unfailing realities of the living God. If we could have it, He wants to give it to us. Why would He bring us to a place and reveal these things beyond the realm of the human mind? Amen. Why would He do all of that? Just to bring us to the top of it to feel intellectual? But it's to bring our soul into a place where we can have what we ask for. If you abide in my word, abide in you, you shall ask what you will. Oh God, may you believe it today. May you believe it all your heart this morning. And may you live in His presence. Meditating these things day and night. Amen. Study to do all that's written inside of it. Don't depart from the right way. Never let it part from your mouth. And you shall have good success. You shall prosper your ways. Only be all strong and be all very courageous. Know that the hour is here. Know that He's here in our midst. Amen. And God will grant it unto thee. Amen. But I don't know what to say again. The mind is gone. But the Holy Spirit, I pray, put that inside your heart. Amen. These things that we're talking about, how real those things are, where we can get our flesh and our human senses and strike us with our soul and see that God, that soul inside of you, came from God. God spoke it into that fleshly body, and God have come back around. That soul that was in God is here talking to that very same soul and pouring virtue to that soul, energizing that soul. That soul could blossom forth into a full man, into a perfect man. Amen. Bringing forth his fruit in due season. Hallelujah. A tree planted by the rivers of water. The bright tree restored back in the last days. Amen. That God can look down in this. Is the Father glorified? You bring forth fruit, and your fruit remain. Amen. Know that they are for the third pull, for the dynamics, for all these things is here. And remember that Joshua was God destroying angel. They went in Canaan land when the iniquity of the Amorite was full. It was souls in prison now, but Rahab had it took on display in the judgment hour. Shall apply it faithfully before the destroying angel Joshua came, and our family, our household was under that token. Knowing that hour, if we hit Joshua, then with Ephesians, then these things are here again. He's gonna loose them, those who pray wrong, because nothing must hinder the church. And the only way the church must not be hindered is to loose them, show so God will not recognize them as part of the church. Though they sit in the local assembly, God will not recognize them because it is loose from under the blood. So the church would not be hindered. The church would move on. You understand what he's saying? And what else could we do but enforce his word? Because he's going to honor his word. And if we have to possess anything, is by his word. And his word has been given unto us. Do depart from it, to the right and to the left, but meditate it day and night. Study to do all that is inside of it. Amen. You love him this morning? Amen. Let's just sing a little song before we dismiss. Oh my. Pray God strengthen me. I'm tired, I'm weary, but give you all where we have to stand. Amen. And press with all that is within us. Because it's right
aromas. Amen. So much to be done. The time is so short. We will be occupied 24 hours a day in a service. We must live, eat, sleep these things. Amen. The hour, if you've never been sincere, be sincere now. If you're never close, try to be as close as you could in this hour. Don't play the fool. Don't try to be stupid. Don't try to play that God is a wishy-washy person. Know that when God brings you here, it's a straight walk. Amen. To the song, He Touched Me. And all the joy that flood my soul. Let's just humble ourselves in His presence. You haven't finished doing us yet. May pour virtue into your soul this morning. Oil and wine. Heal you and strengthen you. You can stand this hour. May the Holy Spirit drop over that channel where you are abiding in the secret place of the Most High under the shadow of the Almighty. What is that? The revelation is worth the season. Being revealed to you, an open channel of inspiration. You are abiding there under the shadow of the Almighty. Feeds of the hidden manna, the rock beneath the rock, have been opened up. And your soul of emptying, you are in His presence, living by faith, pressing the button. He touched me. He touched me. Oh, He touched me. And all the joys. Joys flood my soul. Oh, something happened. Did something happen to you in the service this morning? Did He speak to you? Did He lead your soul to a greater faith? Did He make a channel of prayer? Will God be made whole this morning? Will God be made whole? Oh, every hand lifted up, He touched me. Touch me. Oh, He touched me. Oh, the joys. Oh, joys. Oh, something happened. I know the Lord has made a way for me. Channel of inspiration, a Joshua commission to bring you to the promise. The joy of rolling back and you go over. Obedience will bring the victory. Sing it one more time. I know the Lord. He has made a way. He wrote up His word. the key has been left the door. The sun is open and the joy is over. We are crossing through into Ephesians.
I know the Lord has made
it go super anointed for a super church. I will live a holy life.
Thank you.